USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The U.S. Supreme Court announced it's adopting a formal code of ethics. The justices says it's an effort to strengthen the public's confidence in the High Court. Details have not been released, but lawmakers have been pushing for ethics reform for quite some time. Analysts are expecting the new consumer price numbers coming out this morning will indicate stubborn inflation may be slowing down. This only indicates that the growth of inflation due to government overspending is not increasing as much as it had in previous reports. The report will weigh heavily into the Federal Reserve's next decision on interest rates that sets the price banks pay for money. The Federal Open Market Committee will meet again December 12th and 13th. Paul Pelosi, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is in federal court this week talking about the terrifying moments when suspect David DePap attacked him with a hammer. DePap pleaded not guilty to the charges in San Francisco last year at the couple's home. The Pentagon is releasing more information about the five Army soldiers killed in a helicopter crash in the Eastern Mediterranean Sea on Friday. Once again, officials say there was no indication of hostile fire, and they are calling it an in-flight emergency. The Defense Department said all five crew members were assigned to the 1st Battalion, 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, based out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. An American toddler is among the hostages being held by Hamas terrorists in Gaza.
The White House told reporters a 3-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were killed by the militant group during the October 7th attacks in Israel is believed to be among the more than 200 hostages. A small number of hostages have been released so far since the start of the war last month. I'm Dave Collins.
Today is National Pickle Day, because who doesn't like a pickle? Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Army is formally making a wrong right 106 years later. Black soldiers were convicted of mutiny for their roles in the Houston riots. Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarillo says the military paperwork will be changed showing an honorable discharge. 19 black Army soldiers were executed. Most others received life sentences after they fought with police and residents of a heavily segregated 1917 Houston. The prosecution rested last week in presidential candidate Donald Trump's civil case in New York. This week, the defense is making their case. Trump's oldest son was the first witness.
Donald Trump Jr. has testified once again in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules, we're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family is accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. In the state civil lawsuit, the former president faces potential fines of $250 million, which could also result in restrictions on conducting business in New York. I'm John Schaefer.
Congress will take up the issue of veterans' homelessness. A bipartisan bill would put the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Department of Veteran Affairs in cahoots on the homeless vets issue. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.